Myrav is over, and Tati has gone on ahead to the house. But I'm going to sit here behind the bima until that old Rebyakiv leaves. Tati won't be worried about me, because I usually go to Gabbai Klabashnik's house after Myrav. But this time I'm waiting right here. I must find out the truth about the magic yarmulke.
Ah, well, I think it's time to go. Baruch Hashem, I learned a lot today of Torah and Mishnayos and Gemara and everything else. And now I'm on my way to do my special work.
Oh, boy, he's finally leaving. I must move quietly and follow him. Shh, Zevi, Leman Hashem, don't make any loud noises and ruin the whole thing. Shh. Oops. Shoo. I don't think he heard me. Oh, there he goes. He just left. Here I go, right after him. My search for the magic yarmulke goes on. I've been following old Reb Yaakov for about 8 blocks. And boy, does he walk fast for an old man. I can't figure out where he's going. He turned into that alleyway behind that old fruit store. I hope I didn't lose him. Matter of fact, I hope I didn't get lost myself. I'll wait behind this mailbox to see if he comes out. It's already 6 minutes, and Reb Yaakov still hasn't come out. I should have known the whole thing was a made-up story. Like everyone said, the Reb Yaakov is just an elderly yid, and the magic yarmulke is just a miser that someone dreamed up. I suppose I'll never get my wish to own a real magic yarmulke. Like Hananya Yom Tov Lipa Katznell and Bogenstein on the tape. I might as well turn around and go home.